On this vote, the yeas are 415 and the nays are 14. The bill is passed.
Keep your radios locked.
Are you mad or nah? Big mad, little mad.
It makes me real mad.
I'm gonna say or nah.
I'm pissed to the max.
Yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC. I'm back in East Philadelphia streets speaking with community residents asking. With everything going on, the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate decided to pass the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act while still unable to agree on strengthening voters' rights as well as advancing police reform. So I hit the streets of Philadelphia to ask community residents, are they mad or not? WHYY.
Makes me feel happy that they feel like they have to honor our ancestors, but it doesn't help what we're going through today. It's like giving a nod for me, saying that, okay, we acknowledge that you went through this, but it doesn't give any type of acknowledgement of what the consequences of slavery and systematic racism has impacted us and how it still impacts us. So no, it does make me angry. It makes me happy for the acknowledgement of our past, but it doesn't make me feel like they're considering the present consequences of today.
Your radio's locked.
My first name is Erin. I live in Manayunk now.
Are you mad or not?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm white, so I can't necessarily speak to it as well as somebody else could, but I think it's a bit ironic that it is Emancipation Day, but like, you can't really call it a free society if you're still being killed for things, you know, that you shouldn't be. There shouldn't be the death penalty on the street, and, you know, like, it's hard to say that you live in a free society when everybody in that is not free and not given, like, equal opportunity and equal treatment and stuff like that. And it's the same way that I feel about, like, Pride Month, for example. You know, like, Target is over there selling all the Pride gear and everything, but, like, it's exploitative, it's fake, it's performative as well. And I don't know, I'd like to see real change and real material change, because these are things that we need for material reasons because of the history of this country. And, you know, like, each community needs something different, so it is important that each community, you know, gets their different days and gets, like, the recognition of, like, the history that this country has put them through. But I don't know. Yeah, I would like to see actual change instead of just, you know, like, a kind of day that is just like, here, this should subdue you for now. And it constantly feels like we're just kind of being like, we're one step forward and then two steps back, you know, like, the community always comes together to try to, like, push these changes and to talk about these changes and to start a real conversation. And then they just give us these, like, kind of face value and surface level thing.
WHYY.
Mind me just asking, what's your first name? What part of the city do you represent?
I am Beth, and I live in Mount Airy.
Are you mad or are you not mad?
It doesn't really make me mad, because I personally don't believe in anything that this U.S. government says that they want to give us in the first place. I mean, we were enslaved for over 500 years, and we're still in not that great of a position right now than we, our great grandparents were. Or so, yeah, I mean, they just gave white people a day off just so they could. So,
you don't mind me just saying, what's your first name and what part of the city you represent?
Indigo. I'm from West Philly.
Big mad, little mad.
It makes me really mad. I was actually by the river the other night, and I saw that Comcast was like, happy Juneteenth. And it really frustrates me, because they're acting like they don't know what the solution is, like making memorials for George Floyd, when in reality they have the power to defund and shut down what they fund, which is the police department and the things, the pressers of the state. So they're acting like, oh, we've made all this progress. In reality, progress hasn't even really started. And the ways that the pressers are still there with guns and money. Biden just actually asked for even more money than Trump or Obama ever has for the funding of the police, showing that everything they say is just whitewashed court law.
And if you don't mind me just asking, your first name and what part of the city you represent?
My name is Talia, and I live in North Philadelphia.
Tune in 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.
But y'all want to make Juneteenth? What is it, Juneteenth? A holiday? What?